gentlemen, welcome to the 2017 Celebrity Death Pool, hosted by the Oh No Radio Show.
Guys, welcome.
Bone chilling.
We did this thing last year, and we're going to give this thing a second shot.
I want honey boo-boo.
Oh, man, no. You can't I do honey this boo-boo. Yet. Now, that's just preface before we start how this is all exactly going to work. First off, I'm your host, Owen. You know me. There's Zach over there. There's Hello. Ty over there, and Tom's here as well.
Hello.
Thanks for gracing us with your presence, Tom, for the Death Pool.
You're welcome.
Yeah. This year, we are pretty much doing the same as we did it last year. We've got some new contestants involved, and we've definitely got some new picks in the actual option master list here. If you're not familiar, the game is based off of the number 100, meaning if you pick somebody that is 70 years old and they die, you will get 30 points. If you pick someone that is 20 years old and they die, you will get 80 points. When someone dies on your team, by the way, you will get 5 people to choose from on your team. When someone dies throughout the year, you will be able to pick someone new. We ask that you call or use our Facebook group to do so. And you will essentially get your points. You'll pick someone new, so you will always have 5 people on your team. And as close to this date, the Thursday as close to this date in 2018, we will decide the winner. Are we at least fairly confident with how these rules work, folks? If you're not, please ask in the group or just let me know. We'll figure it out. I'm going to get a couple people on the line now who are going to be kind enough to call in. I've asked for a couple of people to be on the line. Those of you who are listening, you know who you are. You can call in now at our usual number, and that's 321-332-0186. Or you can Skype us over at Oh No Radio Show. People in the Death Pool chat, you are also welcome to talk some shit, but let's keep things to a minimum. I hope that this person is in the chat and is listening.
Yeah.
Because we did the draft order yesterday, and the draft order was presented to us that none other than J Flo of Burn It Down is the first pick this year.
All
so to get
flow.
Things started, I'm going to go ahead and look to our chat room and ask J Flo who is the first pick in this year's Celebrity Death Pool. J Flo, are you there? I know he's not on the line, but J Flo should definitely be paying attention, because this thing has officially started.
What's your pick, J Flo?
J Flo.
What is your pick, J Flo? J Flo.
You don't want to get auto drafted, dog.
Pick. Because this year, yes, we are instituting a minute long, and I'm going to set a timer for each one of these. If you have not responded in a minute, I have a wheel, a spin wheel, with all of our names.
You get 1 minute.
God,
keep this
that
thing moving.
Spin wheel.
You're the first pick, and you're going to get.
What's a real healthy celebrity we could give him? Like real.
Oh no,
real
no, no.
Least likely to die.
I'm gonna do a 1 minute, and you're about to.
J Flo's already fucking this thing up.
J Flo's fucking this
thing
up.
This is the guy that was bitching about the bowling tournament, and now he's first on this list. He can't even show up.
Can't even show up. I'm starting the 1 minute timer right now. If he does not respond in the one, oh no, he already picked. He did it. He did it. Okay. All right.
The first pick of the 2017.
First pick, Ozzy Osbourne. Okay. All right, great. Now we've got somebody on the line here. That's great. Hang on 1 second.
Caller.
Is this Kyle Deuce from the Happy Hour podcast?
Yeah, it is. Owen. What's going on, baby?
Hey, what's going on? Glad to have you on the line. You're going to chill with us for this draft, are you not?
Yeah, man, I'm looking forward to it. I've been doing homework all day, and I'm ready to wreck.
You got some sort of strategy going on?
Oh, I've got a serious strategy.
I like it.
Like, there's a spreadsheet. Like, it's for real.
Nice.
I dig it. I dig it. I will say that Deuce was kind enough to add a lot of people into the Deathpool master list. So he's also the guy, if you don't remember, who likes to tuck his T-shirt into his jeans.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I actually sent you a picture just to prove that.
Yeah, that he doesn't always tuck his thing. Okay, and now we've got our second caller. I'm going to add him to the party line here.
Party.
Dabs, is that you, my friend?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, buddy. All right, good to have you. You're going to chill out with us, too, for this draft, right?
Yeah, man. I had to scramble real quick and get J-Flo on this goddamn pick.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad to have you on the line as well. Connection sounds great. Do you have a strategy, sir, for this death pool?
You know, I made a little list. I checked it twice.
I like it. Okay, well, I guess that means that it is time for the second guy to make his pick. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Steve Stinson in the chat room. Steve, who are you going with?
Do, 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 do.
He's thinking. He's thinking. He's thinking.
Can I ask a question while he's thinking? Who was the first pick? Because I missed it.
The first pick was Ozzy Osbourne.
All right. Awesome.
Steve, who you got?
Do, 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 do.
Y'all got to be quick on these fucking answers.
Yeah, you got to be quick. You got to be on top of this shit.
Going to get a snack.
I'm saying, Steve.
I think we put it at a 10-second.
Stinson.
All right.
Steve Z. With the All pants. Right.
Your timer is Come ticking on, down.
Yeah.
Your
really, we got to get down.
Already lasted. That was a minute, dude.
Was that Call already it. A minute?
I don't know. I'm calling it.
I just picked. Well, where did you just pick? How did we miss this?
Charlie Sheen.
Okay, right. Charlie Sheen. Now that's more like that's
all
more
right,
like
all right,
it.
So far,
all right.
Hey, man, AIDS can't get
Ozzy, Charlie, getting things started right. Okay. Ozzy, I'm putting these down, and Charlie Sheen, both good picks. That brings us to you, Dabs, number three on the line here.
Okay.
Who you going with, buddy?
Now look, I want my first pick to be a sure thing. So I went with an old man, crazy man.
Okay.
Jerry Lewis.
Oh, that's also solid.
Yeah,
pick.
That's pretty solid.
Give me a solid 10 points right off the bat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I like it. I like it.
He's on the chopping block.
Moving to number four, that would be you, Zach.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to my wild card. I got to take someone off of Ty's squad from last year. Like I said.
Oh snap!
I'm going Honey Boo Boo.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Shit!
Give me Snakes. Them points. Give me them points.
My strategy didn't include Honey Boo Boo.
You
this
wanted
time.
Honey Boo Boo again.
I did, but Ooh. I don't know. She's working out.
Is she? I think she's, she getting fit?
She's lost like, you know, 2 pounds.
She stopped eating all that sketty.
Yeah.
That brings us to the defending champion, Doug. Doug, who are you going to go with for your pick, first pick this year? He's in the chat. Oh, Val Kilmer. I love it. Val Kilmer. He's kind of fat now. So
the fucking Iceman.
I can see the logic. We're going to move now to Mikey Rao, my good friend,
Rao
Mikey
man.
Rao.
What's up, Rao?
Rao.
Rao.
What's going on?
Who you got, Mikey?
We're going to go. He's got it. He knows. Mike's in here. Oh, Bob Barker. Barker.
Hey, now.
Solid pick.
Those on the line, what's your opinion of that pick? What do you think of Bob Barker?
I feel like he probably died on the inside years
ago. Yeah, isn't he already dead?
Dabs, how you feel about that? Bob Barker.
That's another one of those sure picks, man.
It does feel like a sure pick. You know that these guys are going to eventually bite the dust like this, you know, very, very soon. These old white dudes.
I feel like he's going to go before all the sexual harassment allegations come out. Yeah, Barker's beauties, whatever.
Next, we're going to go. It moves on to Canadian Glenn Weber. I'm going to try and for everybody, by the way, I'm going to try and go ahead and there he's already got it. See, Pat Robertson, televangelist. Love it. Pat Robertson. Now, that's a guy that I wouldn't like a lot of these people. I don't want to die. Like, and that's
well,
the
that's
thing
what
about
makes this game, you know, tough. You know, I don't do I want Honey Boo Boo to die? Yes.
Do I want to get a cool swag bag because of it? Hell's yes.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So every time I look at my ONRS swag bag, I remember of Honey Boo Boo dying.
Give me a solid 89 points.
That's Jody next. Jody Ralston, another first timer. I'm going to go ahead and, like I said, for everybody that's up next, I'm going to try and get on the ball here and kind of at you. All right. Tim Curry. That is oof. Now, that's a sad one. I don't want to see Tim Curry die, but I've heard not looking so hot. Not looking so hot. Moving on. That moves to you, Deuce.
Yes, I get my first round draft pick, and I'm going with O.J. Simpson.
Ooh. Oh, the juice. Oh.
The juice.
Now, this is interesting because he's still in prison, if I'm not mistaken.
No, not for long.
He gets out this year.
Because allegedly he's got butthole cancer, so they're letting him out early.
Wait, you get out of jail for that? Out of prison?
Yeah, if you've got a terminal illness, they'll let you out early. So if it's bad enough that they're going to let him out.
So he's going to die anyway.
I'm thinking Tom's, yeah.
This motherfucker's doing research.
Plus, I purple starred on my spreadsheet to pick first.
Nice.
Purple starred. Oh, shit, man. I'm going to just look
up. You think OJ is going to get picked up in a Bronco from prison?
OJ's 69. OJ's 69, guys. So that could be a potentially
is
really
good
first pick.
He's had a very stressful life.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Moving on from there, it goes to our friend Jimmy James.
Jimmy threw down Axl already.
Axl Rose. Okay. All right. Now, that's a young pick. If anything, I think Axel's probably in the best shape of his life. I don't think that, maybe not best
as
physical
of late,
shape.
Wasn't there all those memes where he looks fat as shit?
Or he did.
Yeah. Were you not around during the whole fat mean period?
Yeah. But at least he's not all coked out and fucking
that
like,
is better
heroin
shape
out.
Than
that's
he was
better
in his
shape
prime.
Than, like, yeah, back in the day. So I feel like that's kind
of
eh.
I heard the album of him doing AC/DC, and I had to get rid of it. Like, immediately.
No,
it's
not.
Real.
It's not two tastes that I don't think mix well.
No, they don't. That does bring us to you, Tom.
Yeah. You know what? I've been eyeing him on this list, and I feel like, you know, he's not the definition of health, and I feel like he may go down this year. John Madden.
All right.
Give me a solid 20
what
points.
Will the NFL do? What will the NFL do?
Blank
what
and
will
move
the
on.
Madden franchise do? What do they call it after he goes?
Yeah. What will the eight-legged turkeys do? I mean, they're not going to get made.
Maybe they'll rename the turducken after John Madden.
Next is our good friend Boone Purvis. Boone was pretty solid in last year's Celebrity Death Pool. He had some good
picks.
Did
we announce who the fuck won? Who won?
Coleman.
Oh, Doug Coleman won last year. We did.
The heir to the
Dougie Fresh.
The heir to the Coleman cooler franchise, right?
Boone went with Cos.
Yeah,
the
Bill
Cos
Cosby.
Man.
Now, that is a really solid pick.
For Bill Cosby, he better hope he checks out this year.
He wants to die.
What are your thoughts, Dabs, as a black man on Bill Cosby?
Jesus. I hope he dies this year.
Oh, you hope he dies too.
Ruined my fucking childhood. How many bitches he was touching on? Oh my god, the whole time I was loving him.
Love it. We're all there, man. Trust me.
Now this next one, I'm not sure if he is actually in. Like he was. This is the guy that is probably the biggest iffy of anybody, and he might be the first auto draft. Swervy Jones has the next pick, and I'm gonna give him a solid 20 seconds because I've shouted him out in the chat. Here we go. Here
before the wheel of death.
Is Swervy not in there?
Swervy said he was busy. Yeah, he's probably already drunk.
Swervy's sprinkling whatever powder he puts on his beard.
Last year, if you remember, Trey from the Swervy Jones show actually did play in the death pool. He didn't want to do it this year, but Trey fucking played it from the bar, and he was the one that was half drunk. He didn't even have the list in front of him. He was just reading off names. I think that is enough time. He's not responding. I'm going to go ahead and spin the wheel for him. Spinning the wheel, and it's got the whole list in here. Here we go. If it lands on... Oh, he just got Jane Fonda, ladies and gentlemen. Also, not the worst. A lot of people.
I don't know, though. I think Jane Fonda spent too much of her life with her workout videos. I think she's in too much shape to
79
die.
Years old, though. 79.
Yeah, it's her time. It's her time.
It's getting there. She might get butthole cancer, too.
Not if Ted Turner has anything to do with
that. The next one up is Matt Coco of... 1K Away podcast. It's actually a really good show. If you haven't checked those guys out, 1K Away is really, really good. He's got the next pick, and I hope he's paying attention because I don't want to have to spin the wheel twice in a row.
Come on.
He was in here earlier. He was in here earlier.
Coco.
Chicka, 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 Coco, yeah. Chicka, bam.
Talk. Man. All right, it's gonna start.
I think a new rule: if they don't pick, Dabs picks for them.
Oh wait, here we go.
No, he's got it. He's got it.
That's a good pick.
That's a good pick.
What was it?
I want to say I had him last year, ladies and gentlemen. Bill Clinton, not a bad pick at all. Not a bad pick at all.
He does look like he's halfway there.
Sam, that's Sam. You're there. It's hey, you Sam. Next. I know she's in there. She's already had a few of her choices taken by people, I believe.
The cause. She wanted the cause, she said.
Yep. Oh, she wanted the cause, but she can't get the cause. Oh, she's going Regis. She's going Regis.
God.
Regis, that's not a bad pick.
That's not a bad pick. How old's Regis looking right now?
Actually, it's weird. It's like the minute they took his makeup off him when he got off stage, he like turned into like looking like 90 years old, man. He looks really old.
Well, he is 89.
No makeup.
So
awesome. So awesome.
He looks good for his age.
That was an educated good guess there, right?
There we go. There we go. Next is me. Now, this is funny because, of course, I put the whole thing together, and I probably have the least defined list of anybody of people I want to pick. So I'm going to go with probably somebody that I think I had him on my list last year. I think there's still some substantial points, but I think there's a good chance of this. I'm going to go with Stephen Hawking.
Yeah.
Next up's you, Ty.
Oh, really? It's all the way to me?
It's all the way to you.
Get it,
well, still in my strategy, I gotta say, I gotta take him back. Stitches.
Oh, fuck a job.
That motherfucker, he's gonna die.
You're getting, I can't believe you did 2 years in a row with Stitches.
I can't help it, man.
He's fucking loyal.
He's got the cancer too, doesn't he?
He did.
He's cancerous.
He's just a living cancer. That's more like
He's a cancer to your ears with his music.
Next up's Taylor.
We're still round one, yeah?
Yeah, we're still round one. Almost. Okay.
Oh, my
All
God.
Right.
It's going to take forever.
Yeah.
We'll speed up. We got the rhythm now, guys.
Yeah, every round of this rocket fire.
Yeah, it's going to be rocket fire. George Bush Sr. All right. All right.
Good pick.
And last but not
least. The old Bush.
Yep, the old Bush. Last but not least, the last minute guy that joined the death pool, Hugh Jacobs. Come on, Hugh. Hugh, man, what you got? What you got?
Hugh can do it.
If anybody's going to slow this game down, it's going to be Hugh.
He's going.
All right. Shit. This was one of yours additions to the list this year. Fucking Jared Fogle.
Oh, man. You know, I was just looking at that thinking, man, that might have been my next pick.
Subway himself.
Another prison pick.
Yeah, he's going down.
Oh, I like this. J Flo knows what's up. He's already guessed. He's next, and it's Billy Graham. Isn't he one of those televangelist guys as well? Feel like he is. Billy Graham?
Yes, he is. He was, for sure.
All right. Next, we go remember. Steve Stinson again. Steve. I'm trying to like shout them all out as we do this, by the way.
Steve.
About to get the timer.
Stints.
Tick.
Don't get Owen Tuck. Any excuse to use Stints. That timer.
Tuck.
What happened to the scary music bed?
Oh, it's here.
Give me the scary music bed, man.
It's not very deathly, Owen.
Need more death.
No, that's better.
That's better,
That's
yeah.
more death.
Stinson.
All right.
Stinson's
fucking up.
Four, three, two, one. Bam. Okay, spinning the wheel.
What?
Man.
Spinning the wheel.
What's going on here? There's a video. Is that from him? Yeah. Holy shit. All right.
What happened?
Hold on. Stinson sent
Come
us
on,
a
Stinson.
Video.
Stinson get on the program. Videos.
Why are you sending videos? You
don't making this
we need
way
a first
too
and a last
Stinson.
Name.
Jesus Christ.
Pick someone for Stinson.
What's it a video of?
Stinson only gets four people.
Olivia Newton-John. He's trying to be clever, but
send his little video.
No,
get
stop. There's, we've got too much shit to do here for you to be fucking with the goddamn posting videos of you smoking cigars. Jesus Christ.
Fucking A.
Who did he even
fucking
pick?
Amateurs.
Olivia Newton-John. She's got cancer or something, doesn't she?
She got breast cancer.
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad.
Poor thing.
I do like her.
Solid pick.
It's pretty morbid, but all right. That's what the game's all about. That goes back to you, Dabs.
I'm going with another.
Oh, we lost you a little bit?
I feel like Sure Thing. Jake the Snake Roberts.
Jake the Snake.
That's a first wrestler pick.
First wrestler pick, also a very solid one.
You actually get extra points if wrestlers
win. That's not true. Zach's making up rules. Zach, it's you.
All right, I'm going with Mr. Death Row himself, Suge Knight.
Ah, oh, good call, bro. I was eyeballing Suge's.
Suge's pretty—he's pretty young too, isn't he?
Yeah, but he lives 51. On the edge. Lives on the edge.
Yeah, he's in the 50s. Yeah.
Someone will piss him off.
Goes to Doug. Doug, what you got?
Dragon. What are you dragging a knife across the phone? Jesus Christ! Really, in the spirit of this thing.
Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne.
Oh, and okay, now Richard Simmons for a mic. Okay,
damn
like it.
What?
Lil Wayne hopped right into it. Mikey Rao had
Richard
Simmons.
That was a good one, man. He's going down.
He is. He's
I feel like he's already.
He's
all Norman Bates somewhere, and that's their lion. He's dead.
Next up would be our favorite Canadian, Glenn Weber. Ding, ding, tick, tock. Vince McMahon. Now, here's where you're wrong. Uh-oh. Vince McMahon will never die. Vince McMahon is a robot, and I feel like he is probably
going to... He takes the blood
from
children every
day. He's going to outlive everyone that has ever watched his product, let alone worked in his corporation. So, not a solid pick. Going to go ahead and say that. He's a solid... He's in
but
really
if he
good
died,
shape.
We wouldn't really care.
Oh, I would.
I know you would, but we would.
Owen would take a week off the show. He'd be so fucking tore up.
Next up, we got Jody with... Oh, shit. She took mine from last year. Definitely one of my main picks, Charlie Manson.
Ooh, another prison pick.
Do you call him Charlie or Charles?
I'm on a first name basis.
First name.
I can call him Charles.
You don't abbreviate.
I prefer Chuck.
Chuck.
Yeah, Chuck.
Good old Chucky.
Yeah, Chuck,
old
Chuck Manson.
Chester Manson. Moving on, that would be you, Deuce.
Oh, I'm going with another one of my purple stars, and that is Willie Nelson.
Oh, my man.
See, I feel like Willie's
all right.
Left in him.
Yeah.
I think he's okay.
He smokes a lot of weed. It'd be great.
I wonder if
what's your reasoning behind that pick, sir?
Because he had to cancel a bunch of tour dates because he got walking pneumonia.
Oh,
and
boy.
He came
right
to death's door already. So we know he's in bad health. So it's only going to take one more spot for him.
This guy knows his
shit. I like your
this
research,
guy knows
man.
His shit.
Yeah, due diligence.
He's done it. We have Jimmy James with the next pick, and he's picking Jerry Stiller, Ben
Go
Stiller's
still.
Father. I can see that.
Old.
Serenity now.
I can see that.
He looks like death.
Yeah, he does. That's gonna be you, Tom.
You know, I feel like he's a goner because, for one, he's touched a Kardashian, and I also heard he's had a lot of problems with drugs.
Really?
Lamar Odom.
Go with the Odom. I think he'll be all right for some
reason. Nah, man, I hear he's in rough shape.
Yep, all right, Lamar Odom. That's a solid one. How do you feel that Tom's picking all black people?
What do you mean? I picked another black person?
No,
just kidding.
What the fuck?
The worst part about it, there's only five black people.
Yeah, that's because Owen made the list.
No, that's because you guys are healthier than us. You guys live forever. Jesus. You're way like in better virile shape. Like, yeah, it's just stays to reason. Boone Purvis.
The basis of the movie Get Out.
Booneinator. What you got? What you got?
Boone.
Boone. Boone. Boone. Boone. Boone. Boone. Oh, we got the TikTok. We got the TikTok going on.
Boone, don't fuck this up.
Boone.
God damn it.
Tiger Woods.
That was in my maybe list.
That is a very it's a very topical
That's
one.
That's a really good pick.
It's a really good pick.
I gotta love that yeah.
That mugshot.
It's a pretty sweet mugshot.
Yeah.
Next is Swervy Jones, so I'm just go ahead and spin in the fucking wheel.
He did pop in the chat earlier.
Yeah, to say that he wasn't around to do anything. He just got Dustin Hoffman. So keep that in mind. Dustin Hoffman is off the board. Okay, all right. That would be Matt from 1K Away. go ahead and do that here. Matt, go, go. Come on, buddy. Don't let me down here. I think I have missed picks. I'm sure you have. Well, you know.
Is that Swervy?
Give it a shot. Come on, try it. No, Matt, come on.
Just fucking throw a name out there.
All right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Kim Jong-un. King Jong-un. That's possible.
Yeah.
And yeah. Yoko Ono by Samantha. She's hopped right in. I feel like, did we skip? Oh, shit. I feel like we did skip Doug. Shit, we did.
Last year's winner.
Yeah.
Last
year's winner. You got had, Doug. Nice.
Doug, what did you get? What did you
Doug.
Get,
Doug?
Doug.
Doug A.
Dougie Doug.
Doug.
Dick. Doug, you're fucking up.
God damn it,
pixel,
Doug. Buddy. Yeah, seriously, Doug. Come on.
Spin it.
Your internet's slow as fuck. Okay, well, we're doing our goddamn best, all right?
Spin it. Spin it.
Desmond Tutu.
Tutu.
Yeah,
Desmond right. Tutu.
All right.
That's not bad. He's such a nice guy, though. I don't want him to die. He's a black man, see? There's more than one. Samantha already picked it. It was out of order, unfortunately, but I'm going to accept it. Yoko, I'm just going to have to put that there. That brings it to me. And I'm going to go this year with somebody who I don't want to die at all, but I'm just throwing it out there because he's a midget. Wee Man.
Damn it, that was my pick.
It's high in numbers, and everybody knows the midgets don't live that long. I feel like it's
a solid
choice.
And you still get points, yeah.
Still got some points.
You only get half points because they're half size.
You motherfucker, I knew you were going
right,
to do that.
Right?
I kind of feel like that's a good deal.
Wee Man, Honey Boo Boo's pretty little.
But she's a kid. She's not
she's
a midget.
She's huge little, but...
She's a kid, dude.
It goes to you, Ty.
She's actually
goes to
bigger
you.
Than a midget.
Well, you took my damn pick, you asshole.
Oh, did I with Wee Man?
Now I gotta look. Hold
okay,
on.
All right.
Hold on.
The tall man wanted the Wee Man.
This is why you always have backups.
I'm going with Guy Fieri.
Nice pick.
He's gonna choke on something.
he'll get cancer from his frosted tips.
He already has cancer.
Flavor cancer. A lot of cancer talk on this episode. Sorry. All right.
Are you moving this along on?
What did you get?
Guy Fieri, for fuck's sake. Jesus.
He's like, can I spin the wheel?
Yeah, because I'm not doing like 8 million things right now.
Owen had a little zone out there. He's doing 17 things.
Taylor, go ahead. That's you.
Now just fucking pick.
Doing like 8 million fucking things.
I feel like
Taylor goes Hugh.
Once this is done, and there might not be a rest of the show tonight.
No, he already got Taylor assist. He already got assist over it.
We got Hugh it. Hefner. We got it. Don't worry about it. All right, all right, all right. Hugh Hefner, we're back on track here. Hugh, thank you, Sam. Sam can handle that part. She's good.
Hefner to Hugh.
Hugh to the Hef.
Hugh. Hugh. Hugh,
does
which
that
got?
Bring up round
what
three?
Hugh.
Oh, yep. We're still on Hugh. God damn it, Hugh.
All right. Malcolm Young. Malcolm Young. AC/DC. Malcolm right. Young. Like it. Like it. I think I had him last year. So, no, Doug had him.
He can't die ever.
Round three. Round three. J-Flow.
Round
David
three.
Attenborough. David Attenborough. That will be a sad one.
Come on. Are there ever going to be a planet Earth after that?
No. That is Sir David Attenborough.
Yes, you're absolutely thank you. Right. Thank you. Thank you.
He'd be pissed if you know you didn't
Steve
say
Steve Stinson, you're up next.
Steve fucked up both rounds. You better fucking figure it out quick. God damn it, Steve.
He went with Iron Sheik.
Iron Sheik.
I'll be damned.
Steve, we said this like 8 million times. Do it in the fucking group.
Do it in the group first.
There is always one. Owen.
There is always one. And everybody that's saying my internet is slow as fuck, there is a delay. I get it. That's what happens. I don't have a personal connection to your fucking house, do I?
I think we had the same problem last year where people didn't understand the delay. The delay concept.
Oh my God, what did I do?
The Oh No Radio is sad. Light is not working right. Let me go up and fuck with it.
Dabs, please, please.
Take
you're
a
up
sip
next.
Of beer, take a sip of beer.
Just give me a second. I got it. Oh man, I'm watching another cyst form on your forehead right now.
Watch out for that cyst.
It's not pleasant.
Okay, my pick will be Phil Spector.
Mm. Ooh.
Phil Spector, solid. Yeah, solid.
All right, that moves us to Zach. That's you.
All right, my first wrestling pick of the year, Hulk Hogan.
Going with the Hulk.
Jeez,
I feel like he's due, honestly. It's he's been time. Looking really paunchy. And
there are going to be a lot of sad people that day.
The paunchy Hulk.
Yeah.
Doug, it's up on him. It's up, Doug,
I'll tell you next. I'll tell you, the Gawker people won't be upset.
Oh, man, those will be headlines everywhere. Seriously, that'll be like a really, really high-profile celebrity death.
Of course
death,
it will,
like.
Man. That's a piece of everybody's childhood dying.
He's saying GD. Okay. What is...
Who is this, Doug?
Doug.
GD.
The winner of last year's death pool?
Yeah. Loretta Lynn. Okay. Loretta Lynn. Got it. The next one was Mikey, who said Barbara Bush. He already got it in there.
Good job, Mikey. We appreciate you.
Yeah, he's on top of shit. Glenn Weber, what you got? Keith Richards. See, now you guys are getting it.
I can't keep up.
Yeah, see, now it's hard to do. Now it's hard to do. All right, Keith Richards. Then we got Jody. Jody's up. Don't worry, guys. We're getting through round three here. This will be over before you know it. This train.
Sam is a godsend in this group. She just took the charge.
Yeah, yeah. She's doing it. Fuck, we skipped Deuce, didn't we? No, he's up next. It's okay. No, it's up. It's fine. No, he's up next. He's yeah. It's fine. All right. Tick tock, Jody, tick tock. Aretha Franklin. Nice.
Good pick.
All right, that's up to you then. All right, Deuce, come on, save us, please.
Peter Mayhew.
That's Chewbacca. Chewie,
please,
right?
Don't kill Chewbacca.
No.
The day that all the nerds cry. that would be Jimmy James next. Come on, Jimmy. Come on, Jimmy James. Jimmy James. Gonna hit the button soon. Yep, I'm hitting the button because
he's picking up a big old Walter poop right now.
Jimmy is about to get auto drafted. Oh, he got him in at the last minute. Joe Jackson. I had him last year.
Mr. Break Me Off a Switch.
Again, he's one of those that we do not care that dies. Tom, it's up to you.
Clint Eastwood?
Clint Eastwood. I feel like he's healthy for an older man.
Nah.
Get off my lawn.
Exactly.
He's filming a movie like every other week. Yeah, I mean, he must be healthy.
He does look fragile now, though. he's
grizzled.
Boone is right on top of things with Paul Simon. Okay, that's not bad at all. Now we get, we're back to Swervy Jones, and here we go with the random name, and I just did it for the other one. So it's Pat Robertson, already been picked, and so we're spinning again. Swervy is really fucking us. He's ruining all our lives.
Yeah, I feel like this was strategic.
Is he the only one that's not present for the draft?
Yes, he is.
Hey,
he
fucking kick his ass out.
Yeah, you know what? Nah, I can't do it. He's done. We're so close now. All right, that would bring it to... that's Matt. That's Matt Coco.
Wait, who'd he get? Who'd Swervy get?
He got Queen Elizabeth II.
Okay.
Which was one of mine last
year. That's
going
to be bullshit if he wins this year.
Yeah, right.
If Swervy wins, we all riot. Matt's about to get the spin wheel. I think, didn't he get it last time? Yeah, Hillary is still available. Hillary Clinton is still available. You can get her. So Hillary it is. Hillary Clinton. Samantha's you. Sam knows what's up. She'll be on top of it. She's helping me out here.
Michael Caine.
Right. That goes to me. Like I said, I'm the worst at this right now. Gonna go with Mark Hamill.
Ooh.
Just because, you know. We can really
actually do
just
that.
Don't give a fuck.
Do
huh?
that; it'll make my picture with him worth more money.
Yeah, exactly. All Utah man.
All right.
God damn it!
I'm gonna stick on my strategy. Corey Feldman.
Ooh.
Oh, shit.
A crowd favorite.
Yeah.
Chlorophyll. Yeah, back in the 80s.
Would be Taylor that's up next. Taylor, what are you rolling with here? By the way, thank you, Sam, for doing all that. Jimmy Carter. All right, that's pretty good. Jimmy Carter, I can see. Nice old man. Not bad for a politician. And Hugh, it's up to you with the next one.
Closing out round three.
Yep, we're almost through this, guys. We almost made it.
No. Looks like we made it.
Death. Going to hit the spin wheel.
Where you at, Hugh? Where you at, Hugh?
Going death. To hit the spin death, wheel.
Hugh goes Donald spin, Trump. Spin
wheel. Let's see.
Hugh goes Donald.
All right. He did go Donald Trump. All right. Trump.
If we were only that lucky.
And from J Flow, thanks again for being on top of it. He picked Tony Bennett, Steve Stinson. Let's see how we can fuck it up this time.
Remember,
we love
Steve. Don't post the video. Is that the guy posting videos?
Yep,
of him drinking Stinson. Scotch,
drinking scotch, Stinson. And like having a cigar and posting things in the wrong thing.
The fuck, Steve,
texting answers.
Yep. All right. Yep. You're starting. You're starting the spin wheel.
And, sorry, dude.
It's a slow start.
Oh, he got it in just in time. Carl Reiner.
It's one of my favorite sandwiches.
Oh, I was going to go Carl Reiner.
Yeah, man. Dabs, did he take your pick for real?
I feel like all the old Jewish white men are getting swept up here. I do see LD on there still.
It's a big year for old Jewish white men.
LD's the Hail Mary.
What you got there, Dabs?
Okay, well, if we going old Jewish white man, I'm going to get the skeleton. Man, radio himself, Larry King.
Ooh. King, that's a solid pick. He looks, yeah, he's skinnier than me. He's going down.
He already looks embalmed.
He does. Dom, isn't that? No, Zach, it's you.
I got a lot of faith in this pick right now. I think this is my best pick, if not the best pick of all of this draft. I'm really confident with this one.
Okay, I love it.
At 48 years young, Bobby Brown.
Damn it.
Yeah, you know what? I saw Bobby Brown out there. I said, man, that's a shoe-in.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good one.
Pick right there, all the way in the third round. Great job.
Got to re-strategize.
No shit.
Scheiße. This is right. Strategy.
Doug. Regis Philbin, already picked, my friend. Already picked.
There's the first.
That's the first. If somebody not paying attention.
Ring.
Already picked, asshole. That's what you type.
You give him a bell hit.
Yeah.
Him, Sam.
Already picked.
Already picked, you asshole.
Already picked. Pick another.
Wrong.
He's got to go back to his list. He's like, fuck! Ah, shit! He's going to spit something out real quick, and it's going to be another one that's already been picked.
Who is this? Who's up?
It's Doug, the previous fucking champion.
Doug, you suck at this game.
Yeah, you're about to get
even though you won last year, horrible.
He's just getting cocky now.
All right, I see his logic, though.
Good pick, yeah.
Mel Gibson. He's gone off the deep end.
Nah, but we're forgiving him, right? Mel Gibson's back. He's cool.
I believe. Yeah,
he showed up with beer. He showed up with beer to the party.
Mike did it out of order. Mike did it out of order, but he already did pick. He picked somebody that I'm going to give it to him. Ric Flair.
Woo!
Do not wish that, please, on Ric.
So who would be worse to die, Ric Flair or Vince McMahon, Owen? Who would you be more bummed about?
If you had to choose.
Flair.
Really?
Yeah. Because Flair's just, I mean, he's so, man, he's Flair. He's a legend.
Why would we just turn into Ono Wrestling?
Yeah, damn it. I'm sorry.
Always happens.
Yeah.
It's up to, it's Jody next. Yeah, it's Jody.
Wait.
I put it in here already, but Glenn Weber just picked Sean Connery.
There you go.
Sean Connery.
Where is Sean Connery? Has anybody seen him? Somebody needs to check on him.
The Reaper.
He's already dead.
Can I ask actually about the name above him? Because I think he's dead already, Rupert Murdoch. Anybody double check that?
I think Rupert Murdoch is dead.
Did he?
Yeah.
He died.
The news umpire, British news umpire guy. Yeah, he's dead, bro.
All right. Well, my bad. Take that off the list. There's always going to be one. I must have missed it from last year.
See, we
should
have kept it quiet, and then that person gets the first kill.
Well, I know, but I didn't want to be the cheapskate. Yeah,
points.
We appreciate your integrity.
Yeah, I dig it.
Good catch.
All right. Jody just went with the Big Show, the professional wrestler, The Big Show, also a good pick. He's a man with giganticism. They typically don't live.
He's goner.
They're like midgets.
Except the opposite.
I don't know if you guys have seen a picture of him lately, but he's on all the steroids right now.
Yeah, I bet.
Kyle, you're up next. I mean, Deuce, sorry.
Deuce, Kyle.
No, you're good, man. I've got Angela Lansbury.
Oh.
All right. Angela Lansbury.
Yeah. Death, she wrote.
She was put on the list this year, I believe.
I think by this guy.
Yeah. Jimmy's right on the ball, and he picks Liza Minnelli.
All right.
Fair pick. Who's after Jimmy? Tom, that's you.
Cloris Leachman.
Now we're just going to go through all of the old bitches.
No.
All right. Boone. It's Boone. It's up on Boone.
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 The full Purvis.
The full perv.
Maximum Purvis. I love his last name.
It's the best.
I wish we were friends.
Boone, you gotta come on the show sometime,
Boone.
Dude.
Boone, there's a seat
Courtney
right here.
Love. That was
Courtney Love.
We
have a good one, Boone.
We all want to be friends with you.
Show. He was a great time.
Who's after Boone? That would be Swervy. Swervy, you're gonna get the random pick, who is Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, good luck, dude. Marvel has literally ejected him with like shit where he'll live for 20 years.
After him, it's Matt. Matt Coco's up. Matt's another one of these that I think he's not really listening. He's just
in the chat.
Yeah, he's just in the chat. See, motherfuckers.
Wheel. Type wheel.
In.
Wheel.
Throw the wheel. Yeah. Spin that shit.
I feel like the minute rule goes out the window in the last two rounds. You get 30 seconds.
Oh, we're not even. There we've not go. Been doing a minute since the beginning. Okay, Joe Jackson. Yeah. Joe Jackson was already picked, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So he's going to have to go again.
You're not fucking listening.
Try again.
Yep.
This is where
the bell. Give him the bell.
Yep, you get a bell.
Damn it.
The bell. Oh,
you get the bell.
My soul.
You get the bell.
Yeah.
Give the bell.
Got the fucking bell. Got to pick again.
It's a bad Coco.
Come on, man.
Bad Coco. You get the bell. Drop the bomb.
Pick again, Matt, or else you're going to get it. Okay, John Madden also already picked.
You get two bells. You get two bells and you lose your turn. You asshole.
Yeah, three bells.
You die.
You're out.
No, that's a rule, dude. That's a fucking rule.
You're fucking out.
You pick the two people that have already been picked. You're out, dude.
Nah, he just gets auto-draft. Yeah, he just gets auto-draft.
That's clearly the better
Wheel
answer.
Of death. Wheel of death.
Yep, George Romero, sorry. You're not going to be allowed to get it. You're not going to be allowed to get it.
Auto-drafted.
It's going through its auto-draft right now. As we speak. Oh shit, my computer's like freaking out right now too.
Oh, boy. Our internet goes out right now.
Probably will. Shit, man, he just picked Dave Chappelle.
God damn it. We need a couple more stand-up specials still.
Dave Chappelle.
That's a shitty pick, dude. That's fucked up.
All right. It's good. Moving on. Who's up next? Now
is this the fourth or fifth?
We're not done with this round.
We're closing out the fourth round.
Samantha's up next.
Oh.
Samantha.
For the record, okay, Bob Dylan, fair enough. I'm sorry, I must have missed it. It must have got lost, like you said, in the thread.
Dylan.
Next one's me, guys. I can't believe this one hasn't been picked already. Dick Cheney.
Oh, Dick Cheney, he's
you
also,
can't kill the
no
devil, Owen.
Never die.
Dick Cheney, man. What do you got, Ty?
All right. It's a tough choice between these two. Do I go for my normal strategy or do
I don't
want to
talk about
more
your fucking
sure
strategy.
I don't want to hear about your strategy. I just want to know your pick.
Fucking pick.
Well,
it's the goddamn fourth round, Ty.
Not even.
All right. Even though we're connected a little bit, like he shows up on my shoulder all the time when I'm eating shit I shouldn't eat. I got to go with the Brimley.
I mean, it is your spirit
animal.
That's
your boy.
So.
Diabetes.
Wilford, right?
That's yep. his
first name? I couldn't believe he was alive.
Yeah.
I had just already pinned it. He was gone.
Okay.
That's my one sure pick, I think.
Right. I feel like that's a fucking shoo-in.
Taylor's up first, and then it's going to be Hugh. Okay. All right, guys. We're getting close now.
Yeah, there's still some good ones on the board.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some solid, solid.
I'm shocked some haven't been taken.
Who's up, Hugh?
Yeah, Taylor's up right now, and he is deciding. He was in there. He's in there.
Come on.
Well, instead of saying pay attention, you double pick stuff. Use your fucking pick. Taylor.
It's the delay.
Jesus. Okay, great. We got Stan Lee for Taylor, and then we have from Hugh on the ball this time with Miley Cyrus. Thank you, guys. J Flo is up, and it is like round 5, round the final ride.
Dun, dun, dun.
Cloris Leachman has already been picked.
That's a bell.
That's a beller.
Give him the bell.
You know you want to.
Hit him with the bell.
Hit him with the damn bell.
Yeah. He said, Cloris Leachman also would like to say fuck you. Fifth round, no same picks.
There you go.
As he fucking picks.
You're going to get auto-picked right there.
Yeah. Now he does have the opportunity. Pick again. Pick again.
I got Cloris.
Already picked. No.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yep, Leachman was picked by Tom.
She's mine, motherfucker.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Fellow
all
tall
right,
man.
All right, tall man, tall man. All right, Steve Stinson's up next again. Let's see how he can fuck it up again. This is round 5.
Redeem yourself, Steve.
Steve. Don't you put it in the fucking...
Leachman was picked, just to be clear, by Tom.
Oh, my God. Why do y'all want my Leachman?
Yeah. Cloris Leachman.
She's mine.
Already picked.
Bunch of leeches.
That's right.
Just saying. Yep, you must have missed it. That's fine. That's fine. Next up is Steve Stinson, though, so let me go ahead and remind Steve.
You're getting the countdown, dog.
Ted Turner.
Right. Ted Turner. I didn't see him on there.
All right. Dabs, it's up to you, buddy. This is your last pick. You got to make this thing count.
Okay. Has anyone said Chris Cornell yet?
A little late on that one.
Chris Cornell?
I think that was like last week or something, buddy.
Let me see. I'm going to go with Fats Domino.
Oh.
Fats Domino.
Fats.
That's a solid one. See, oh man.
Solid pick.
I'm good at depth.
It's not gonna be a lot of points, but I still feel it's pretty solid pick.
It's gonna be solid points. It's just gonna keep coming. I'm just gonna keep chipping away. Little by little.
All right. Zach, baby, what you got? Last pick.
Man, I had some really good and I fucking forgot. So I'm just gonna go with Kanye, dude. Let's throw Kanye in the squad. Right.
Thank God someone picked him.
Yay.
We got to throw that out to the universe every once a year.
Yeah. You have to. Doug. Previous champion.
Coleman.
Calling him out.
Cole.
Love your coolers. Love them. I have a really nice Coleman. It's blue.
I got a couple.
Small, it's nice.
Yeah, it's great for lunches.
Oh, it's an awesome lunch.
Oh, man, that was mine. Damn it.
What?
Little fucking Richard he picked. Little Richard. Okay, all right. Mikey Rao already did pick. He's been a step ahead of the game. He went ahead and went with Robert Plant. Oh, man, that's going to be tough. Man. That's going to be a tough one. Brings us to Glenn Weber, what you got?
What you going to do?
And good night, J-Flo. Good night.
GW.
Sheldon Anderson.
Who
the fuck is that?
Adelson? Adelson?
Is
that on the list?
Yeah, it is. I think he's the one that actually suggested it for the list.
Oh, I feel that's
some collusion.
That's some fucking collusion.
I guess it's Jody, right? Jody's up. Yep, Jody.
Jody.
Oh, damn it. That's what my last pick was. Paula Deen.
He's saying Casino, Magnet, and Human piece of shit. All right, fair enough. Yeah. Oh, and another piece of shit. Roman Polanski from Jody here.
He's getting fucking old.
He's getting old.
That's cool. Then they can bring his dead body back over to America and fucking charge him.
Bit of a rapey rapes.
All
right.
I thought you said bring his dead body back to America and fuck him.
I mean that too. I mean, just, you know, eye for an eye.
All right.
You only get one pick, Jimmy. Which one?
Well, it's fine because two of them were taken, so we can use the other one. But that does go to Deuce next.
What the fuck? You picked three people?
All right, I'm going to go with Dick Van Dyke.
Oh.
Dick Van Dyke. Oh, man. That's another one that I can't believe wasn't picked a little bit sooner.
Jimmy picked Lindsay Lohan, by the way.
Yes.
Devon D.
Yep. Jimmy picked three people, Lil Wayne, Lindsay Lohan, and Stitches. No, because he isn't next.
He's picking out of turn. Off then,
No, it's fine because Sam's just trying to keep people.
Keeping people in check.
Yeah, Tom, that's an easy one. You're right there. I can yell at you.
I'm going to end it off with Tim Curry.
He's already picked, sir.
Give Tom the goddamn bell.
Give Tom the bell.
Damn it, Tom.
Fuck.
You get two bells because you're in the room.
All right, share.
Share.
There we go.
Fucking share. Bullshit.
Okay. All right.
I believe in love, and I hope she dies.
Boone. It's Boone. Sorry, I almost typed in Booner.
Booner.
I got a rage in Booner.
Booner. Michael Douglas. Not been picked.
Oh, Mikey Dougs.
Michael Douglas.
I think he just survived like some crazy throat cancer or something. He can't kill the Douglases.
Once again, we're back to Swervy and his fucking... Okay, Iggy Pop. Damn, that's actually a decent choice.
Is Swervy in there now?
No, he just fucking... Just automatic. I got the auto thing ready.
Oh, you got the little
him.
Spin. Oh,
yeah. Iggy Pop, man. That's a decent one. That's going to be another sad one, though.
If he wins, I boycott this whole fucking
bit. I know. Matt Coco. Sean Connery, Ted Turner, Dick Cheney. All taken, dickhead. You got
ring the bell three times.
You're just phoning it the fuck in.
Three rings.
No pun intended.
Three rings. Well, hang on. That wasn't any good.
That's better. There we go.
Preston Lacey. Now that's a decent pick. If you don't remember,
Jackass.
He's the fat guy from Jackass. Fuck. Yeah, I can see him dying pretty soon. Who's after him? Sam, you're going with Burt Reynolds. That's a solid pick.
The bandit.
No, his mustache, Burt.
That's me. Sorry, that's me. Okay, here we go.
It's me.
Shit. Woof. Gonna have to. Quickly go over this one. Now, this one, been thinking about going a little outside the box. And although it's going to be sad, I think this could get some major points for me if it happens. So I'm going with Biz Markie.
Oh, the Biz.
Biz Markie. Oh, man. That's going to be a bummer, right, Dad?
Do we really like Biz Markie, though? I mean,
this
is awesome.
Nah, shut up. Dabs, tell Zach how cool Biz Markie is.
Is he?
He's the shit, right?
He ain't nothing.
Yeah,
what
man.
Do you do?
Oh, baby!
Yeah, one song.
Dude, he's got more than that, though. He's been
sampled tons
of times. It's the features. You understand that. Like, he's put his voice on so much music, so much original hip-hop.
Goddamn right.
Music, man. You can't sleep on Biz Markie.
Yeah. That's right.
You supposed rap fan.
Ty.
I respect Biz, but if he went, I would, like, all right.
Let's wrap this up. Ty, what you got?
I'm going back. I got to go Milonakis. Taking the Milonakis.
Oh, you're taking Andy Milonakis back. Was he on your pool last year?
Nope. I don't think so.
He was on somebody's, I want to say. I want to say Mikey Rao had him or something last year. Or no, I guess...
He's another one that could go and nobody would care.
That was Doug. Doug picked him last year, but didn't get him. Hugh is up.
This is the final pick of the 2017.
This is the final pick of the 2017 Deadpool.
Ring the bell.
Almost there.
Put him to sleep with the bell. There.
And wow, what a great last
mean
pick.
Dean.
That
mean Dean. Mean Paula Deen.
Mean Dean. Lean, not lean, not so lean, Paula Deen. As the last
Put
pick
more butter
for you.
On it.
Yeah, guys.
Butter and I.
That does actually conclude the draft for the 2017 Deathpool.
We all made it out alive. No
we fucking made it.
We made it. See, I mean, it's a little longer.
Made the best people die. Thought,
but guys, thank you for putting up with this. I know it's not the easiest thing for us to all be doing in the context of how we're doing it, but. Again, I think now that we're set, it's going to be a great game for the rest of the year. It's something that we can all follow in the Ono Radio Show group. Sam is usually the angel and merchant
of death.
Yes, she
is.
If you see Sam ever post in our
she
group,
she knows right before they die.
It's usually
the minute I get a notification that
like,
Samantha Har posted an Ono Radio Show, I'm like, who's dead?
Who's dead? All
who's
right.
On the
who's
board?
Got points? Who's got points, baby?
She is the Vanna White of death.
Guys, I do need to say a special thank you to the two callers in the evening. Dabs, it's an absolute pleasure having you on the line. Woo! Thank you for having us take up an hour of your evening, sir.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Dabs, by the way, of the Burn It Down show.
See you on the 16th, son.
Yeah, I'll be actually seeing Dabs this Saturday because I'm going to be on their show.
Hey. I might also tag along.
My buddy, my buddy Tom, man. Yeah, dude, I'm looking forward to it. If Ty can make it, I know he is as well. We can't wait to see you guys. Thanks for participating, Dabs.
Dabs.
All right, guys.
Take it easy, bro. And of course, big thanks to Deuce, man. Happy hour with Johnny and Deuce.
The Deucer.
Thanks for having me, man. And like I said, anytime you guys ever want me to call in, you know how to get a hold of me, man. But I appreciate it, and thank you. And it was an honor to be a part of the Death Pool this year.
Yeah, man.
Thanks, Deuce.
Thank you very much. All right, cool. How can everybody find you, though, Johnny? Or, sorry, Deuce. The other one.
You can find me at facebook.com/ Happy Hour Podcast Show, on Twitter at HH Podcast Show, and SoundCloud.com/ Happy Hour Podcast, where you can find us.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool, dude. I need to get you in here soon, and I need to come to your show.
Can we talk
show,
about so. The tucking the shirt thing? Yeah. I want to talk about that.
And he is the number one tucker in of t-shirts in Orlando.
Yeah. Do you really
we'll
do
definitely
that?
We'll do a whole segment about that.
Yeah.
I do want to ask you some questions.
And it's business. Like, if I'm at a con and it's business time, I tuck it in.
Tucking it.
Yeah.
I love it.
You don't want a fat roll popping out when you're trying to, like, do work. So, hike that thing up and cinch that big-ass belt buckle down and get to work.
Got it. I
respect that. I like that.
Awesome, Deuce. Well, thanks for being a part of this.
Deucer.
It's great to have you on board.
Thanks for
calling,
we'll
talk to you soon, all right?
All right. Sounds good, guys. Have a good night.
Hey, you too, man. Later.
Deathpool.
We fucking made it.
2017. Yeah.
Good work, Owen. You only almost lost it once.
Almost lost it about 18,000.
Oh, look, your other cyst has resided.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was
actually
bulging during the. It was throbbing and moving on his forehead during the Deathpool.
I don't tell you, I feel really confident with my squad.
Yeah,
I'm
feeling
more
good.
Confident than last year.
I don't even know who I picked, to be honest with you.
I don't either until you tell us tomorrow.
Or whenever you
actually type that up.
I will type this up. It's already more or less typed up.
I got a honey boo boo.
I just got to format it for you guys.
She'll kick it tomorrow.
Yeah. And that'll be up. So yeah.
Who's going to draw first blood, though? I'm always excited about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's always fun when that happens. But. The scoreboard is at zero. We're all zero. And we'll just see how this goes throughout the year. I do want to actually add one slight rule change from last year. When someone dies, like I said, you do get to choose another person off the list. But in this case, when one of your team dies, you can actually pick someone that is not on the list and add them to the list. You can pick anybody.
Anybody that's a celebrity.
So if you think about it, there's somebody that might be like coincidentally just on the, you know, the dawn of death before, you know.
Okay.
You might be able to pick them.
Knocking on death's door.
You might be able to get some quick points. So I'm just trying to add another element
that
to it.
Some opportunity
and
shit right there.
And yeah, that's kind of how it works. So, all right. I think it is time. I think I need a slight break from this. We're going to take about 10-15 minutes.
Stick around for the second half.
And we're going to be basically doing the second half. And Oh, shit. Someone did get skipped. And I'm very sorry about that.
Just when we thought we were in the clear.
Taylor got fucked up.
Let's give him this. He can pick anyone.
Yeah. Taylor.
You can pick anyone.
This is your chance. I'm very sorry. If you really wanted Paula Deen, I'm going to have to go ahead and rule it to you, and Hugh has to pick again. otherwise, Taylor, you do get the next pick.
Glenn Campbell is his last pick.
All right.
Okay.
Cool.
I'm very sorry
about that. You just got, skipped in the excitement of things. Like I said, we're going to take a 10-15 minute break. We're going to come back. We're going to do a regular show. I've got some clips. I've got all the usual fucking shenanigans that we have.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck your dreams. And, of course, don't forget about our celebrity bowling event that's going to be going on at Colonial Lanes on June 16th. There's an event page for it. It's called The Perfect Game, where ONRS presents The Perfect Game. If you're not already in there, definitely try and say that you're going if you are going, or just consider going. It's going to be all over over the group in the next couple of weeks. All the details are up there. Just just go find it, and we hope to see you out there again at Colonial Leans on the 16th.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great time. I got to piss, and I need a cigarette after that. That was rough.
You deserve one, Owen.
Exactly. Thank you. See you in a few, guys.